Right, it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, what are you talking about this week?
I'm going to be looking at Queen Mary the First, the Tudor Queen. That is, of course. Now, Mary had, well, like all the Tudors, really, quite a connection with Essex. We know that she stayed at Wanstead House, she stayed at Newhall, she stayed at Wooden Water, she stayed at Southwold, visited Ingate Stone Hall, of course. That was the one place that Tudor monarchs always went to. So, yes, and when she was in fear of her life, and the time we're talking is, you know, round about the 1550s, when her brother, the Boy King, as he was known, King Edward VI, had succeeded their father, Henry VIII, because he was, of course, the male heir. He was of the Protestant faith. Mary, as we know, was Catholic. And he didn't ask his sister to change her faith. He told her. She refused. She decamped to Wooden Water Hall, not far from Malden, where there were some Catholic sympathisers in the area. She stayed at Wooden Water Hall and was sort of hedging her bet that she might need to make a very quick escape if her life was in danger. But she had a very modern problem. Too much luggage that she wanted to take with her. What seems to have happened in the end, instead of escaping to Holland as planned, she panicked somewhat and fled from Wooden Water back to Newhall. So she never did escape. She lived to fight another day. And when, of course, her young brother died, because he was only monarch for 5 years, she becomes queen.
Right. And all then seems to be right for her.
All went right, and the religion of the country switched back to Catholicism.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, Margaret.